We're hearing audio from Wet'suwet'en territory. The First Nations community in British Columbia has been blocking construction of the Coastal GasLink pipeline. Construction was approved by the band council, but not the traditional leaders of the territory. That's the hereditary chiefs. The RCMP declared exclusion zones and carried out arrests, starting at 4 a.m. on Thursday. Gatnawage Grand Chief Joseph Norton called on the provincial and federal governments to exercise, quote, restraint, patience, and common sense. The arrests have sparked solidarity movements across the country, including another blockade of two crucial via rail routes, which pass through Dayandanega Mohawk territory near Kingston, Ontario. The blockade forced VIA to cancel trains going between Montreal and Toronto on Sunday as protests continue into the week. For more coverage of Wet'suwet'en protests, visit cjlo.com/news.
Fingers bleed. And you're now tuning in to Concordia Music Zone only on CGL 69 AM. Today we're just joined by Joseph.
Hi guys, this is June.
And we got a special guest today.
Hi.
Hey, what's
up? Hello, it's so great to have you today.
It's an honor.
So, how was y'all's week?
My weekend? I mean, nothing much. Just watched the Oscars last night.
Oh my god.
Parasite won, like, took Best Picture.
They won four awards.
Yeah. So today we only have, like, mini CanCon music. So we have ranging from Aaliyah Guerra to Luke Phelps to Munya. You put something on too, right?
You put Munya. I think I put some Charlotte Day Wilson in there. And wow, I'm going to have to think about that. I'll come back to you.
Yes.
I will come back to you on that.
And Utah, you put some songs too, right?
Like, yeah, a lot of like the Kwaku's, like Kwaku Collin, Kwaku Asante. And some Sales as well.
Oh, yeah.
Sales!
Good band, I like that.
Sales!
No, not that Sales.
Owl Nation.
Owl Nation. Yes, the anthem, Sail by Owl Nation. No.
It's for our national anthem.
But yeah, I love Sales.
Yeah,
love,
good
love,
band.
Love. Can't wait to hear it.
So yeah, when I was playing right now is Wonder Woman by Aaliyah Guerra. She's not here yet, but she'll come soon, so.
Yeah, she is a little bit late.
A little late, but it's fine.
We're patiently waiting at the dorm.
These outside critics keep judging. Good. bad intentions, don't let them fool you. This interstate is only welcoming through. I have open to receive as I lay my cards on the table. Unraveling mystery. I have open to receive as I lay my cards on the table. Interviews, new releases, community events every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 6090 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
You're listening to CJLO 6090 AM.
Presents the Nuit d'Afrique year-long concerts, a series of four shows in February. Don't miss it. EMDE, grand winner of the City d'Or 2019, will present his new Mandinka Blues show at Club Balatu on Thursday, February 6th. For the Urban Africa Night, Degje Force 3 will perform with Mohamed Django Camara on Saturday, February 15th at Le Nationale. Tickets and info available on productionsnuitdafrique.com.
Sometimes life just seems to be unkind.
You just got pain in your belly scraping by air.
And your story, it hasn't been divine.
Trying to find a purpose in this life.
Oh, yeah.
I love ya. I'll never leave your side. I'll be with you. With you. With you. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sometimes it's very easy to forget it all.
that's why. Wrong fader. All good, all good. Yeah, so I'm here. I'm here now. I was here in spirit, like, while you guys were mentioning me, my song was on. It's really lit. Yeah, so do we all introduce everybody's?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Awesome. In everybody's, yeah. Okay, that's a word. Yeah, so cool stuff going on this week. We have study week coming up. Yeah, well, next week. So.
Oh my God, can't wait for that.
Yes, guys, reading time. And also, I just want to give a quick reminder, March 17th, I'll be playing at the Rialto Theater with my band Eclectic Group. So make sure you check them out on Instagram. Make sure you follow us so that way you can know what's going on and possibly get some free tickets because we like those. But yeah, CanCon week, we're really excited about that. I want to ask you guys some questions real quick. Who are your CanCon artists on the playlist?
I put some K-Tronada, some Charlotte Day Wilson, and I think, is that not all? There's probably not all. I don't remember. I do not remember, but
all good.
Joseph added some.
So, you know, we're going to run through them, and we're going to talk about them.
Yes, we will.
So, just so everyone knows a bit about the Canadian artists that are really popping in Canada these days. So, what we have next on the playlist?
Right now, I was playing Pope is a Rock Star by Sales, an Orlando based indie duo. I don't forget what their names are, but very, like, good band.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. They put out some solid tracks. You guys might know them from their hit Chinese New Year, which is now a trend on TikTok for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah. But aside from that, they're amazing. They're really great. I suggest that everyone checks them out.
Amazing. So this is Sales?
Yeah.
Ooh. We like Sales too.
Yes, we do.
Don't want it, won't hide.
So Munya. Munya's like, ooh, hold on.
Yeah, she's French. Well, she's almost like her name, right?
She's like been the talk of the day, I feel like.
Yeah.
So what up with Munya?
Oh.
I like saying Munya, as you can see. It's just fun to say.
Montreal-based artist. Hold on.
But she's from, like, Saguenay, right? Or no? I'm getting confused in Man I Trust.
I don't think she's from Saguenay.
No.
If she is...
We'll fact check in a second.
Man I Trust and a Man Trust.
We'll come back to you on that subject. She's fairly recent. I think her first single came out probably like in 2017 or 2018, something like that. But she's very talented. She came out with a variety of different tracks that all differ in sounds and vibes, and I absolutely love her. And I think I've described her on this show as the female Tame Impala.
Yeah.
So I hold a lot of esteem for Munya. And if you're listening to this, I love you.
Dope. She got a fan club out here.
Yeah. And what's playing right now is Men I Trust. They're also from Montreal too, an indie band. And they're coming around March, if I'm correct.
Oh, they're coming in March?
I didn't know that, but if they are, then hello, I'm
amazing.
Here.
We have to find the date for that and then
March
let people
25,
know.
I think, ooh, around, yeah.
Okay, so y'all can come to my show and then y'all can go check out this band. Okay, so save your pennies.
We shall save up.
Can we restart the song? Because I like the vibe of it. It's really nice.
Go ahead.
Thanks. All right. Can't set my mind with keeping me away from you, but always stays close. As we take a step by step, our hearts dark and low, a fading moss glow. But always stays close. As we take.
So we're excited to first thing I see. Want this film on repeat to take my mind away from the pressures in life. Bring me down from a high, making me wonder why. Project a lower time. Moving this forward together. The glue that keeps me sane. I need thicker layers. Home is not just a place. Sometimes it's you.
Brazilian chick, I fell in love with them hips. I could not deny, move from side to side. I knew it was love ever since, yeah. But she didn't know what I was feeling. Better yet, she didn't know who I was. I remember pulling up in the club. I remember these eyes coming straight from the Lord above. Ayy, on some boss ass shit. Really trying to impress her, yup. Pinky ring on some glossy ass shit. Like a hook, I'm trying to catch her. But, can I have a dance? Promise to keep my distance. Let's play this game. You may like this game. You may like. Who's gonna fuck up first?
This all fun and games until somebody fucks around and falls in love.
Let me know. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna fuck up first?
It's all fun and games until somebody fucks around and falls in love.
Let me know.
Who gon' fuck it up first? 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 Who gon' catch feelings? I probably fuck it up first. I probably fuck it up first. Who gon' catch feelings?
They say the best ship is a friendship, but we finna mess it up with some sex shit. It was all written down on the same script. Feeling like Shakespeare on a spaceship. I invite you to a date and you came. I invite you to my bed, you did the same. I ain't like you cause you were saying I was lame. Now we can't spend a day without you saying hey. Oh, and the booty round too. Tell me what I gotta do to get around too. Ooh, and I love your style too. Your four pack, yo, can I get around too? It's all fun and games when your homies. All fun and games when the homies flirt. All fun and games, but you don't know you lying. All fun and games until somebody get hurt. Who's gonna fuck up first?
It's all fun and games until somebody fucks around and falls in love.
Let me know. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna fuck up first?
It's all fun and games until somebody fucks around and falls in love. Who gon' fuck it up first? 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 Who gon' catch feelings? I'll probably fuck it up first. I probably dug it up first. Who gon' catch feelings?
I need someone who understands. disaster could break up that one. Hold up, but so are you on a level? No, it's all good, don't you want it more better? We focus on the money, but when it gets deep, really all we want is love.
Don't you want the good?
We're back. Hey, that was really cool.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, cool. So Jay Dilla is really one of my favorites, so that's why, you know. But yeah, so yeah, did you guys find some facts
about Kaytranada?
No.
Or like,
I feel like we know.
Yeah.
We know
fact
enough.
Number
yeah.
one, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Hey.
Montreal too.
Unless you didn't know. Also Haitian, shout out.
Hey.
Boom, yes.
Boom. Oh, we got some more live viewers. Hi guys.
Apparently he's
Say
from Longueuil.
Hi to my team.
From oh, Jesse Bell, right?
Yeah, I heard he's from the South Shore. What
up? Kaytranada, aka Kevin, if you're listening yes. to this, I am available on Thursday at 4 p.m. Please, I am available. My name is Ty. I'm nice. Please to hang out. I am Shout available.
Girl, okay, and then for that, if y'all caught that, you can please call 514-848-7471. Holla at you, girl. Anyhow, you know, we take donations too, shoot. But anyway. Yeah, so earlier we played James Bailey, and y'all know that I love James Bailey.
He's your homeboy, right? Like,
homeboy from Toronto. Shout out to the Six. I like just neglected my life. I put them on the table. sorry, guys. But yeah, you know, so he's actually just been around. He was in Hamburg earlier last, well, like late last year, and with Zaki Ibrahim. Do you guys know her?
No.
She's really dope. She's like an Afrobeat sort of like soul futuristic Ooh. Type of like. I don't even know how to put a name on it, but yeah, that's the vibe. But she's definitely soulful, definitely. And it's just like she's been touring like everywhere. I think they did like a little tour in Europe last year. It was like Hamburg for Reeperbahn Festival. Then they did like Paris. Okay. And then they came back here for Pop Montreal Pop
Festival, yeah.
at the Rialto. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what he's going to be doing this year. And so I would really encourage everyone to check him out. Also, Slow Jams, a.k.a. Adrian Hogan, is like a sick producer and like pianist. And like they've worked together on several different projects. So check him out. And yeah, did you guys have anything to add to your CanCon, folks?
Well, I put Lou Phelps, which is Kaytranada's mm-hmm. logo.
Yeah, I know that name looked really yeah. familiar because I've like Googled and I remember seeing mm-hmm. something about Lou or something. But yeah.
Lou.
Does anyone know what happened to Roy Woods?
he's just like he fell he's off the just, map. Yeah, he he's like in the yeah, he's like in the OVO, basement. Yeah. Like Jerick is not letting him out. We need I mean he dropped something recently, but like he's not as like, you know, active as before. More. Like he was dropping hit after hit after hit. And
is he mainly like songwriting for like artists?
I think perhaps he's probably in like that
he's being exploited
the
for his
period
resources.
Of like
no,
just
the,
writing.
What's that called? The Party Next Door run. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because he just put out a, he's putting out an album or did he just put it out? I don't remember when it's supposed to be coming. I just remember hearing that he has a new project. That's all I heard. Yeah. I don't know if it came out or when it came out, but I don't know, do you guys follow Party Next Door?
Not much anymore. Yeah.
Dry.
Girl.
Hey, we got it. But we will do better though. We will
truly
do better to support our CanCon.
Not too key on him, honestly.
I'm so weak. So anyway, back to the Instagram Live. Shout out to my team. What up? Hey. You know, we're just hanging out in the studio. And don't forget, get tickets for March 17th for my show at the Rialto. Follow us on Instagram. What's y'all handles? It's like
My handle?
Yeah.
It's Joe_Sep56.
I don't think anyone's gonna remember that. No one's gonna remember.
Follow
that
him. If you guys follow him, I will give you a free ticket to my show
whole,
if you can remember
security
it.
Number and his whole username. Yeah. And nobody's gonna do that.
That's funny. Cool. So we're gonna just take a quick ad break. You know what it is, and then we're gonna come back and play some more tunes. So stay tuned. Yeah.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
World music, interviews, new releases, community events, every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 1690 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
You leave it.
quick, we have J Dilla on, so you know what it means. We were going to just mention a few things about Ariel Pink, who's coming up next.
Yes. So Ariel Pink, I think, is from...
from LA, yeah.
Yeah, he's from LA.
He's known for, like, making the...
Wait.
He does have a very LA sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds very LA.
I feel like I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, people who come from LA have, like, this specific sound that I can't really describe, but you just know that they come from LA. It's like, I don't know. It's very... I feel like it's very relaxing, and it just sounds like the beach. I probably don't make any sense, but listen. We don't have to make sense all the time. But yeah, apparently he drives a lot of inspiration from 70s and 80s music, probably popular music that would pass on the radio all the time. He collaborated with a bunch of artists that I like, including Soko, who is French. And you guys should check her out. I think I might play something of hers.
Yeah, definitely got to,
On here one day, eventually. But yeah, his most recent album came out in 2017. I'm not sure if he's coming out with more stuff, but I'm definitely keeping an eye out for him.
Well, this
and
is...
so should you guys.
So this is Baby off Mature Themes.
Yes.
So we'll let you guys take a listen. This is Ariel Pink.
Shake it. Oh, baby. Thanks for tuning in to CJLO 1690 for Concordia Music Zone Out. Don't forget to get your tickets for March 17th at the Rialto to see my band, Eclectic Group, and myself, Aaliyah Guerra, live. So get your tickets. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Aaliyah Guerra Music, or Concordia Music Zone Out, or my amazing co-host and my guest, Ty, today. So catch you guys next week. Same time, same place.
See
CJLO 1690. Take care. Yeah.